The Gemara Masechta Nedarim, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, asks a question on top of the Amud: Yesh Yad L'Tzedakah or Ein Yad L'Tzedakah? If someone expresses his desire to give tzedakah only through a yad, does that obligate him to give the tzedakah or not? The Rishonim, the Shita, quotes Reb Elezer Mimitz, who asks a very fundamental question. The halacha is, by Hegdish, that Hegdish is effective even by Machshava. If somebody only intended to donate something to Hegdish, the halacha is, even though he did not express verbally that obligation, he's obligated to give Hegdish what he thought he's going to give. Based on a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, the pasuk says, "Kol nediv leiv oilis." Teaches us the Gemara Masechta Shavuos, Daf Chof Amibayis, that if somebody was already just a nediv leiv, he just had in mind with his heart to give a carbon, he is obligated to give the carbon. So the question is, and in fact, as we're going to learn, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Yeridei is Simen Resh Nun Ches, Sif Yud Gimel, paskins that not just by Hegdish, but even by Tzedakah, as soon as someone intended to give Tzedakah, the question is, as soon as someone intended to give Tzedakah, he's obligated to give the Tzedakah. So ask the Rain, the obvious question. If the halacha is that as soon as someone intended just b'machshava and thought alone to give tzedakah, he's obligated to give tzedakah, so what's the question of yad? He certainly, if he said it, he thought it first, and once he thought it, he's obligated. So the Rain answers that we're referring here indeed to a situation where the person did not really make up completely in his mind to give the tzedakah. It was only something that he thought about. And therefore, the halacha is that he really did not have a full intention. The question is, however, once he expressed it, but he only expressed it through a yad, ask the Gemara, is that going to be considered a chiyuv tzedakah or not? That's the Reim's teretz. The Karen Ora gives a different explanation. He says that indeed, if someone has in mind to give tzedakah, as the Ramah says, and we will discuss that Shitas HaRamah more at length in Mitzvah Hashem, he's obligated, that obligates him. But when is that the case? That is only the case in a situation where he did not intend to express, to verbalize his thought. So in a situation where he did not have the intention to verbalize his thought, the halacha is intention alone makes an obligation to give the tzedakah. But in a situation where it was an individual who did not just want to rely on his thought, he wanted to express his thought, says the Karen Ira, the chiyuv doesn't come until he actually expresses it. And therefore, ask the Gemara, in our situation, where it wasn't perhaps expressed properly, because it was only expressed through a yad, yesh yad l'tzedakah or ein yad l'tzedakah. Another teretz is that even the Ramah, who takes the opinion that just an intention to give tzedakah is an obligation to give tzedakah, agrees that it doesn't have all of the same halachas as someone who actually expressed his intention to give tzedakah. For example, the chiv about ta'acher might not apply, and there's a very nice raya, because our Gemara itself that says that the chiyuv about ta'achr applies by tzedakah learns it from the word bepicha. So from here we see that when is there a chiv about ta'acher if one did not fulfill his obligation, his pledge of tzedakah? Only bepicha, when he expressed it. If he didn't express it, even though he certainly has the obligation, he doesn't have an iser b'al ta'acher. Or there's a halacha, koifen al tzedakah, the bezdin forces people to fulfill their tzedakah pledges. So those halachas only apply when the obligation was verbalized. And now ask the Gemara, yesh yad l'tzedakah, en yad l'tzedakah, if those intentions were only verbalized with a yad, is that considered a nether, or is it not considered a nether? So, as we said, the remark in Yerideya, there's one more teretz to this question, and that's the Das Eish. In Yerideya, in Siman Reish Nun Ches, where these halachas are discussed, the Das Eish says that even the remark who says that if one just thinks an obligation to give tzedakah, he's obligated to give the tzedakah, says the Das Eish, that's only in the following situation. Where the person verbalized his obligation to give tzedakah, but he did not say how much he's giving tzedakah. The amount that he wants to give to tzedakah, he only thought. That's where the halacha is, says the Ramah. We combine his machshava, with his, that it should be obligated to give that amount. But if there was absolutely no articulation of obligation, there wouldn't be a chiv to give tzedakah even according to the Ramah. So now, according to the Das Eish, the Gemara is very understandable. We're referring here to a situation where the only obligation to give tzedakah was established through a yad. And the Gemara wants to know, yesh yad l'tzedakah, is that considered an obligation? And now his machshava indeed of how much he wants to give will be combined with that yad. But if ein yad l'tzedakah, so then there is no obligation even according to the Ramah at all. So indeed we quote the Ramah in Hilchas Tzedakah, Simen Reish Nun Ches Sif Yud Gimel, says Ramah, Im Chisha Belibay Lite Eze Dovel Tzedakah, if somebody just thought about giving something to Tzedakah, Chayiv L'Kayim Machshavtai, he has to fulfill what he accepted upon himself. Vein Tzarech Amira, he doesn't have to express it. However, the Ramah says, as we just said a moment ago, El Dem Amar Yekoyfen Oysel L'Kayim. If he said it, the halacha, the bezdin forces one to fulfill his obligation, only applies if he verbalized his obligation. V'yesh Oymer, then the Ramah quotes the opinion of the Rosh, Dem Lehoitz V'fiv Ein Klum, if he didn't verbalize his obligation, then it's not considered a nether. However, Vika Kesfar Rishina, the Ramah says, I pass like the first opinion, that just thinking of giving thinking that I'm going to give tzedakah is already enough of an obligation. And actually, this is clearly the opinion of the Ramah. If we look in Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Reish Yud Beis Sif Ches, says the Mechaber, Kana Kaka Adata Shiasena Hagdish, if somebody bought property with the intention that that property will be Hagdish, V'lo Hoitz Mipiv Klum, but he didn't verbalize it, V'yesh Oymer, the Kivan Shigama Beliba Losa Tzedakah, here says the Mechaber as well, if somebody decided without verbalizing that he's giving something to Tzedakah, Chayv Litin, he's obligated to give it. V'yesh Mishoymer, Dav Agav, then the Shulchan Aruch brings a second opinion. Dav Agav B'Ksiv, as we said at the beginning of our shir, the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Kol Nadiv Lev Oilis, that Chegdish is certainly, one becomes obligated in Chegdish just with the Div Lev, just with the intention to give the Tzedakah, Chulin Mikachim Lo Yopinan. That's Kachshim. Kachshim have a special chumra. Vidna kol hegdish yesh loy din chulim. And the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, even in Bizman Azeh, even though we're saying that hegdish certainly is effective just with a machshava, however, says the Mechaber that nowadays all hegdish have a din like chulim. Shein hegdish atol by the kabayis, because even if someone Bizman Azeh, when he makes a donation, uses the word hegdish, it doesn't mean that you go to the Bedik Abayis. We unfortunately don't have a base on Mikdash. Vena el Tztaka. He only means what he's saying, that it should go to Tztaka. Kol Hilkach. And therefore, this opinion holds. Kol Shloi Hoitzi B'Svasov. If it wasn't verbalized, the Tztaka nether is like every other nether. And a nether that's not verbalized, says the Shulchan Aruch in this opinion, ain't a klum. But the Ramah immediately says, "V'yesh lahachmir kesfar Roshoina," because the Ramah is following his own opinion that we just learned in Yerudeya, where the Ramah says that by tzedakah a machshava alone is an obligation. There are those that say that certainly we should follow the opinion of the Ramah and be machmer by tzedakah, because the Taz quotes the opinion. There's a Taz in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tuf Kof Samach Beis Sifkaten Ches. There the halacha is discussing if somebody is accepting upon himself a tainus. And the question is, if he didn't verbalize that obligation, he only thought it, is he obligated or not? Says the Taz, quoting the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that once we learn by Kachim that a machshava itself is enough to make an obligation, that becomes the halacha by all Nedarim. So we have now two reasons to be machmer when someone thinks of a nether of tzedakah. First, we have Rabbeinu Tam that says that this is the halacha by all the Dorim. And even if we won't accept the chumra of Rabbeinu Tam that says that this is the halacha by all the Dorim, we clearly know, as we've been discussing, that the pasuk says that so is the halacha by kachim. And tzedakah clearly could maybe be considered in the same category as kachim. And therefore, by tzedakah, we should certainly be machmer. Clearly, most Rishonim don't agree with the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. And actually, this Ramah is the best raya that we don't follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Because this Ramah says that by tzedakah we're machmer, that if somebody only had a machshava, it makes him obligated. From here we see that in any other situation, we would not paskin that way. The interesting point to make is that the Marik asks a question. The Marik, the Rosh, in here, the Ramah quoted the Rosh, that the Rosh says that machshava alone is not enough to make a chiyuv tzedakah. But the Rosh says that by tainus, if somebody accepts a chiyuv tainus just by machshava, the halacha is that he is obligated. So how do we reconcile the opinion of the Rosh? So the Marik says, very interestingly, the Marik says that accepting a tainus is like kachim. So even if the Rosh is going to hold that tzedakah is not considered like kachim, the Rosh will agree that a tainus is like kachim. And therefore it seems that everybody would agree that if somebody is mekabel tainus, and he's only mekabel tainus b'machshava, he would be obligated to to follow that tainus. Even though, as we are clearly learning, the opinion of the Ramah is that choshe b'libay, that a machshava is enough to make one obligated, the Paiskim all say that just because somebody was thinking, you know, it would be nice for me to donate to this cause, that isn't enough for him to be obligated. He has to, the machshava has to be a machshava that's a complete decision. If it's not a complete decision, it wouldn't be an obligation. And actually, there's a very nice ride that the Chassam Sofer in Yerudeyah Siman Reish Lamed Aleph says to this point. And the Emir Yosher in Chelek Beis Siman Kaf Lamed Vav from Ramey Arik also says a very similar point. He says, we know, they say, that we know by Hataras Nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we say, Oidov Toiv Shunahakti Shalosh Pamim, V'lois Nesi Shehei Blei Neder. So the question is, where do we find that you're obligated to do something, you have to follow a good minhag that you accept upon yourself, if you did it three times or you did it once time? So they answer that if someone accepted upon himself something, as we're learning, that doesn't make him obligated. And therefore, just because someone did something which is a good thing to do, doesn't mean, and he only did it once, that doesn't in any way necessarily indicate that this was a Kabbalah. And if we, so we have as follows. He acted this way. He acted this way once. He certainly never verbalized an obligation. And his acting that way once does not necessarily indicate that he ever had a full-fledged machshava to accept this upon himself as an obligation. And therefore, it's not considered a neder. And Hataras Nedarim will not be required. Only in a situation do we say in Hataras Nedarim that I did it three times. So if I did it three times, so certainly if I said it, that's a neder. There's nothing to discuss. But even if I didn't say it, the fact that I did this three times is an indication that this is something that I wanted, that I decided to accept upon myself. And since I decided to accept this upon myself, the halacha is that it would be considered like a nidreit staka, and that I would be obligated to fulfill this. The Tzais in Siman Yud Beis in Choshen Mishpat says that it's a Dover Poshet, the Machshava is only by Kotchim Mizbeach. Because the Pasuk says, Kol Nediv Lev Oilish. And the Tzais says that the Pasuk is teaching us that not only is this Halacha that's limited to Kotchim, but he says if we look into the Pasuk is speaking strictly about Karbonus, Kotchim Mizbeach. So even by Kotchim Bedek Abayis, the Halacha would be that Machshava alone would not be obligatory. However, many Achroinim disagree with the Ktzais, because the Pasuk, the Din of Machshava, we learn from the obligation that they gave to the donations they gave the Melechus HaMishkan. And by the Mishkan, obviously, we're talking about Kedushas by the Kabayis. And that's why it's not limited, it's certainly not limited to Kachim. And that's why the Marik says that even if we're not going to follow the opinion of the Ramah and not hold that an obligation to Tztaka would be considered like Kachim and are obligated even with a machshav itself. If someone donated something, had a mind to give something to a basic knesses, so a basic knesses is very similar to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. It's very similar to Kotshe Bedek HaBayis. And the halacha would be that there, it seems, that everybody would be more machmer, that an intention would be obligatory. So to review, if someone had a machshava to give tzedakah, if he did not have really a full-fledged machshava, then he's not obligated. If he had a full-fledged machshava, the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch in the first opinion, Chosh Mishpat Reshut Beis Sif Ches, hold that's obligated. Others disagree, the Rosh, and other Rishonim disagree. But in a case where he had a mind to donate to a Beis HaKnesses, there's even more of a reason to be machmer.